An estimated 300,000 people have died in the decade-long conflict in Darfur, most of them civilians. Almost 2 million have fled their homes. Abakar Adam has lived in this refugee camp near El Fasher since the fighting began in 2003.
If things go well and peace comes, I'll return one day and we'll stay here no more. But the first thing we need is the disarmament of the people who carry weapons.
It's a conflict the world has largely forgotten, says Andrei Mihajcic of the UN's refugee agency.
Often the donor attention and in general attention of the world tends to go towards the most visible and most dramatic and current crisis. But the fact of the matter is we are now dealing in Darfur with a protracted situation. It's been now 10 years. The needs are still there.
The conflict began with a crackdown on rebel uprisings by government-backed militiamen known as the Janjaweed. Sudan's President Omar al-Bashir is wanted by the International Criminal Court in The Hague for alleged war crimes. He denies the accusations. As the conflict enters its second decade, the United States has called for a political process. Again, Andrei Mihajcic of the UNHCR.
Since January this year, we have seen about 100,000 people fleeing that round of violence. On the other hand, there are areas such as West Darfur which are enjoying relative peace and stability, and we have seen almost a quarter of a million people returning since the beginning of 2011. So it is a very different and fluid situation.
The charity Kids for Kids helps families stay in remote villages by lending goats and donkeys while building basic infrastructure like water pumps. Its founder, Patricia Parker, says small donations make a difference, but they've tapered off in recent years.
People think that because Darfur hasn't been in the news, that it must be all right. So they've moved on to other things. There are other disasters elsewhere in the world. What is a tragedy is that these families are beyond deprivation, beyond poverty.
Parker says rocketing inflation in Sudan has made life even tougher.
The indirect effects of violence are actually worse, and they're out of sight, than you could possibly imagine. We had the tragic news that in a very small village of just 2,000 people, 50 children died from malnutrition alone. That didn't allow for malaria and all the other things that we know are terrible killers in places like Darfur.
On the 10th anniversary of conflict in Darfur, aid agencies say the fighting and suffering continue, unseen and unheard. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.